His name was what?
Yahushua Pollard.
Yahushua Pollard.
Please take that.
Then I love me, yeah.
Excuse me, were you, the both of you, were you from one father, one mother?
Yeah.
One set of parents?
Yeah.
Was he directly under, he was the oldest, you said?
Yes,
he was older.
He was, and then he came?
Huh? I'm a child.
Two years.
And to the best of your recollection, he was never married before this?
What? And,
there's no recollection.
What?
There is no recollection,
you
know.
Okay.
Yeah, that's recollection. Listen, you have somebody else in those, who knows your family well, that could make an appearance to marry. Listen, do you, you know the family well?
He knows my family.
I know her husband well.
Yeah, but you don't know the...
I know him also because we've seen him in
Sometimes.
You're
no.
Mr. Schuster,
no?
That's right.
Then,
he doesn't know the family.
No, the family, I
wouldn't know that. Let's say if I were to ask before you came here, whether, would you identify
yes,
him?
I recognize him.
You would identify him as
well? Well, he used to come to after my house.
He used to come home once in a while.
Are you married? Okay, now, I want to know another... You ever played ball?
No.
No? Never did.
I was not interested in sports.
Yeah.
I'm interested in other things, but not in sports.
But did you try? You never played football?
Well,
football, if you ever played football.
It's school.
What do you like? Which hand do you put your trill on?
Right.
Left.
On your left hand?
No, right. And the trill on the left, yes. And which trill on the left? Yes. On the left hand, I like
you are, you write with your right hand. Yeah. Can you write with your left hand?
No.
Are you on your left trill?
With the left hand, you have to help yourself.
Yeah.
I'm more with the left hand than the average. But right to the left hand, or the two left hand now, but you have to help yourself.
Well, I'm very early. Could you please stand up? Stand up a lot.
Here.
So your right leg is too. What I'm not
sure, yeah, approach first to the right.
Going to rest on your foot.
That's all.
And
what she is going to do in the course of Pavla, step by step, so she will remove the shoe and cover it around. Is that the meaning?
That is all. She will put the shoe on and take it off and put it on.
Is it all right?
She will go on your right.
Yeah. You're doing hair paving, you're doing, by the way, you're the seed brother also.
I'm not doing hair paving. I get hurt. My hurt is more than the pound.
I'm not doing hair paving. Wonderful. Okay, now with you, you are not to eat or drink or even rinse your mouth in the morning. Not until after Kaddish is over. You remember that. And that already is something that you are right-handed. Are you going to be accompanied with... Now, as I said before, I need someone to identify him as the entire family, that he knows you and your deceased husband. He knows this gentleman as the brother-in-law, the leader, Mr. Schuster, and his daughter-in-law.
He knows his family, but is there someone who knows you back,
from years back? How long were you married?
37 years.
37. Is there another person from before 37 who knows you, the whole family?
I have known them 30-some-odd years.
Is that the only one that can take?
There are other people. I'm sure there are other people that are.
If there's another person I would appreciate, someone to testify that he knows the entire time and relationship. Okay, is there anyone? If there's no man, it could be a woman. How about your friend, Mrs. Schultz?
They got married later.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mrs. Hoyman.
Mrs. Hyman. I want someone who knows the entire family, who knows the relationship, that you are the brother of her deceased husband.
Well, that is the sister. How do you know that?
Yeah. I used to have a shear with him,
and then he came along 25 years.
And you know that they are from the same father, as long as they have seen him. So you will be here and testify to that. Now I have to see him, and then we'll go and sit down and be kareem. Who is the third one?
Rabbi Gabriel.
First of all, now there's good time here. We need two Adam. All right, they'll pick up the it will take two people, two men, and stand them up there. So. That's it. By the way, he himself is going to be your mate. You're going to be here too.
You're not a quarter, you're not going to have a quarter.
Very good. Oh,
In our government?
Yes. 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 Yes.
Yes. Yes. Aber wenn du das jetzt hast, dann soll er an den Erfahrungsschreiben. Sie sagen aber nicht, dass es nur fremde Menschen sind. Ja, ja. Von seinen Menschen, wie are, how many hate are we now?
What?
How many are we? In the two, the three of us.
Four.
And
five. Six.
And this gentleman's going to be a, you think there's going to be another few of that?
Yes, yes. Yes,
yes. Yes, yes. Let, at first I want to see there, in this marriage. Where's it going to be? Here or there? Over there?
Open the door.
Body back and door. Door. Yeah. Let's take a look. Unless everybody will be here.
Bench.
Can move the
bench.
Yeah, I have a and the does it. Yeah. Can you move this table?
Yeah,
this table can be moved.
Yeah.
And this will be the other stands.
We have to stay on that stand. This is going to be
so, let's see, three seats, huh?
Yeah.
Let's get three seats and then we'll come up and sit. And the other two, you don't have the other two. Of the Dayan, the five addition, the two addition is done. The mutual addition. You like to act as an additional, two addition. Yes, sure. I reckon if you have one more, that's all. I'll sit on the side, yeah. Okay? Right. So let's just take the three seats, let's adjust this.
Yes. Yes.
That was about the three small. If we're smoking, we should arrange it now.
Yeah,
and sit down.
Yes, indeed, in a bit.
Ah, how was it? In Davina? It was in Sambo. What?
That's
kind of
Davina,
girl.
In Davina.
That was a
hunter,
the one
stuck on
the
and, I said, upstairs is 11. How about in the hall?
Yes, it upstairs, upstairs.
Upstairs, let's say, in the Polish, isn't it? Yes, since you're not going to have such a big, so we can do it in the Polish. Let's see, let's take a look. Let's take a look. The other problem is that Jochen has to stand near a pole so that she should be able to take. This is a pole, this is all right. It's a green one here. So this will be all right. Move this table here, and I have the two others. But you have, can you make a little stash for the whoever is not a part of this? Yeah.
So may I ask who you are?
Helmet?
Helmet. What is the other ship?
No.
Yeah,
he says he got a minute. If it's the meaning of this, this is what I have.
She obviously doesn't understand the whole.
And then he says it at the meaning at the end. But after whatever it is, towards the end, she makes the statement. Koch also is. See, that statement is the meaning. But then afterwards, I explain it. First of all, it's a...
He has no choice anyway, today. I mean, it's not...
No, as long as he promised apparently that he was going to give her the chalitza. I forgot to ask her that. See, you have to repeat. That's not him. They're done with it.
Yeah.
I presume that they are. See, there must be at least 91 days. Since he died, at least that. But I imagine it has been much more than that. But I'll have to ask tomorrow.
What is the notion again? Upstairs, first the rope.
First we say, Neilach, let's go.
Neilach, yeah?
Neilach, let them up. And okay, when we are there, we sit down and we say,
"Kan on the first,
Pliny, Pliny, I didn't say the word Pliny. Lamarckum
is the point to the seat.
To the seat. Lamarckum was there.
Yeah, and then you said something with a name. You used the name.
And I used the names. Yeah,
you said Lamarckum there.
Lamarckum there. Vinikva.
Vinikva.
Lamarckum la lachlutz. Lamarckum le plundas
the
yavam.
The name of the
yavam. And when we are there, we said, we repeat it again. The can on the craven. So let's see that
you have to be ready to be a
in a small community.
I don't know if I'm going to get any parking close on 13.
Yeah.
It doesn't mind, it's one block.
One block.
That's
50.
Brother-in-law is either to marry the sister-in-law or to get a halitza. According to the, if the brother-in-law wants to marry her, even if he is married, and we have a chenda benegeshen, nevertheless, biblical law is stance. That's what I have here. Would you want to marry this woman, your sister-in-law, who stands near you?
No.
Then you wish to marry. Do you want to give her chalitza?
Yes.
Now, but you bear in mind, when you go through the entire ceremony, that will be, with this ceremony, you will be permitted to remarry. You permit her to remarry.
Yes.
This has to be in mind that you, of course, you also have in mind that it's a mitzvah and you're doing a mitzvah. That's obvious. Okay. Yeah, that goes for both of you. I mean, that you are freeing her when you give her, that she's allowed to remarry, and you are free to be able to remarry, okay? Now, I ask the brother-in-law, are you in any way forced to give a chalitza?
No.
Suppose you read it. I have here the answers all typewritten. The third one from the bottom. I am not forced, you see here.
Oh, you want to have the text
right? Yeah, you read it right from there, yeah.
I'm not forced in any way. Out of my own free will, I am anxious. I'm more than anxious to give it
to you. To give a chalitza, okay. Now I ask you another question. Did you bind yourself, make a vow, take an oath, subject yourself to a ban, or make a promise by shaking hands, to give or not to give her chalitza?
No.
Suppose you read it.
I did not find myself or make any words or any oath. Probably because I don't make any promise.
Perhaps you have bound yourself, made a vow, taken an oath, made a promise by shaking hands, which compels you to give or not to give a chalitza. We therefore could release you from any such obligations. Say, if I have. If you have made such things and had known that you would regret them, would you have made them?
No.
Say, read it. I would not.
I would not have made them. I beg you to
Have you ever said anything with the intention of rendering the chalitza null and void? Have you ever declared that you were giving this chalitza under duress? Did you ever say that you were not giving this chalitza of your own free will, or something to this effect, or did you perform any act to render the chalitza null and void?
I have never declared that I am giving the chalitza under duress, to render the chalitza null and void.
Perhaps you have once declared that you are giving this chalitza under duress, or you have uttered or done something to render this chalitza null and void, and have forgotten it, or you are under the erroneous impression that such acts do not render the chalitza null and void. Will you therefore make void all such remarks and acts of yours in our presence?
I hear the rendering null and void every declaration in implied statement that I may have made, that I am giving this chalitza under duress or invitation. And the invitation is very far-fetched. It's not implied to the end of each possible indication. I could have defended every statement that I may have made, it might have rendered the chalitza null and void. I shall declare before you that I have said nothing to render the chalitza of no effect. I will declare invalid any witness that mine hereafter testify that I have asserted that I am giving this chalitza under the rest, or that I have said anything to render it null and void, or even to impair its validity. Should one or more witnesses appear, then they are
disqualified. Now I'll ask the sister-in-law. I'll ask you again. Did you eat or drink or taste anything?
No.
Now, the next question. Do you consent to perform the chalitza of your own free will without compulsion?
Yes.
Now, that's all true. Now we'll take out the shoe. This is made specially for called Lulois, and this is called Kamarka. The Kamarka goes into the Lulois. In addition, there are two long straps that go around to see how it's done. And altogether, it's made of two pieces of this and this part. Two pieces of leather, and it's sewn also with leather. How can I add the hand to her? And the brother-in-law, I just find, for their sake, will you please turn around to the wall and kick a little bit the wall, a little bit. That's it. The reason for it to ascertain that he is right for this. Will you, do you have anything in your pocket?
In my pocket, what?
The paper. Give me the paper. Hand it over to me. That's all. Again, to indicate that she's right-handed. I already ascertained it yesterday, but for your sake, I wanted to clarify. Okay? So now that I ask you, are you right for this or left for this? I'm asking the brother-in-law. Or equally forceful with both feet? And the answer is
right for this.
Right for this. And now I ask you the same question. Are you right-handed or left-handed or ambidextrous?
Right-handed.
Right-handed. Okay. Now, as I said yesterday when we had the priest, there used to be a time when we washed the feet, the foot rather, in the presence of everybody. It's a little, what we do today, I asked the gentleman to do it early in the morning today before he came here. And now all we'll do is just investigate there's no procedure. It's washed and if the nails are cut, and will you, will you please, just you can put on here. There it's cut open, but two places. You wanted to touch the leg itself. Please take a walk over to this end and back. A walk over to this end and back. See, he walks normally, there's no office, just back again. And the lean on the pole there. Just report. Thursday is the question. You read Hebrew or the? You read Hebrew? You do? Do you see it there, the Hebrew?
Yes.
I'll dictate it to you anyway.
Yes.
And you'll repeat it after me. Whatever connections there are according to Halacha. Now, because of the Khalid, it'll be different things. No more. It's only going to be independent of one another. Now, the words that you will repeat after me in the Hebrew language mean, my brother-in-law refuses to raise unto his brother a name in Israel. He will not marry me. Say it in Hebrew. May ain. Yevon
me.
Lehokim. Leyachid. Shame. The Yisrael. Now the next three words go together. Hear me and you'll repeat after me. Lo avoy yabni.
Lo avoy yabni.
And again. Lo avoy yabni.
Lo avoy yabni.
Did you understand what your sister-in-law said? Okay. Three words that she will repeat after me. Now, the next three words you have to say also in Hebrew, which means I do not wish to take them. But they go together. Lo chopati lekachto. Say it.
Lo chopati lekachto.
Lo chopati
lekachto. Lo chopati.
Yeah, yeah. The three words together. Okay.
Lo chopati lekachto.
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 Okay. Now, what I want you to do is, can you lower yourself on your on the face? Yeah. Lift your right hand. Right hand on your right hand. Yeah, all the right hand. Yeah, just from the head that first, all right, first take it apart. These two long ones, okay? Take them apart, separate them all,
and so that will be easier here, okay? And then when you unbutton it from the bottom to top, from top, bottom to top. Yeah, now, from the bottom to the top. Okay?
That's all right now.
All right. Now lift with your left hand. Lift his leg a little. Don't help him. Lift up. Here. And remove the shoe and cover it up. Okay, that's it. That's it. No, I'm going to put it down here. Don't put it down. Yeah, you can if you want to. Either way, I'll say that. You want to put on it. All right. Let me see if it is better for the other one. I want you to, not from the bottom, not clean, but just gather saliva.
Yes.
A lot of saliva. Just, don't spit out anything. Stand there. I want to share that. Just lean again the same way.
Everything doesn't matter.
Anyway, okay. Right here, as you stand here. I hope you have a lot of saliva in your mouth. Please, that I don't have to see it, and he has to see it. In his presence, and in our presence, just expect it. It's fit. Did you see it all?
I saw it.
Did you see it?
I saw it.
Yeah, we all saw it.
We all saw it.
Gather again. Okay. Now, repeat after me. Here, the Hebrew. Now you can see the Hebrew. First, I'll tell you what it means. Up there, page 4, 86. What it means is, so shall it be done unto the man who will not build up his brother's house, and his name shall be called in Israel the house of him that his shoe removed. Had his shoe removed. Okay, now please repeat after me. Kocha.
Kocha.
Yeyoseh.
Yeyoseh.
Lo-ish.
Lo-ish.
Asher.
Asher.
Lo-yibneh.
Lo-yibneh.
Asbeis-ochish.
Asbeis-ochish.
V'nikro.
V'nikro.
Shemo.
Shemo.
V'yisrael.
V'yisrael.
Beis.
Beis.
Halutz.
Halutz.
Hanoal.
Hanoal.
Halutz.
Which one is it?
As a stand up, greet all of us from the Baruch, occurrences. Yeah, now, okay, that's it, that's all that is. And now we're going to find it. We're going to find it. They keep it cold.
I'll get it.
Prayer for all participants.
Yeah. I didn't call upon you to testify because you gave me all the testimony yesterday. And I asked your wife, God sent me a certain question that I asked her now. And everything was all right.
If you can give it now, we can get it copied.
If you give me a copy now, I'll make some copies for later.
Alright. Here's
the copy.
And if
there is... Whoever wants it.
Whoever wants it. Can the rope bring the shoe to the shear?
The shoe, I
thought,
yeah.
If you bring it to the shear, if the rope can bring it to the shear, that's a... we'll have to get someone to pick him up.
Had I known, we would have discussed the last bit here. Had I known.
Why don't we wash our hands? Why isn't the rubber ready? Don't have to wash their hands after they touch the food before they say anything else. We're involved with halachas and brachas, and we've done a bracha with a shem afros, but we're our mice are based in. Why don't we have to wash our hands again?
Listen, when you touch a shoe, the reason why we wash our hands when we touch a shoe is because you may touch the skin, but otherwise there's no halacha that you have to wash your hands after touching leather. Leather is not
leather, but it's a shoe.
It's a shoe if you wear it all the time. And even then, if a shoe per se is not, it doesn't prevent your hands in a state that you have to wash. It's only the skin. So usually when you put on off shoes, take off shoes, you touch your
well, somebody must have touched the skin. Somebody must have touched the skin
over there. Well, he himself did it. It's Mishkev Shalacham.
I was wondering. Why isn't there a bracha on Felipe?
I explained that he asked me before. The point side by Tzedoku. Well, you don't make a bracha because if it depends upon someone else, you never know, he may back out, and as a result, the bracha would be a bracha of Atzol. That's why you don't make a bracha before you give Tzedoku. Similarly, a lot of other mitzvahs that involve somebody else, you don't make the bracha because you never know, the person may back out.
Why is it no hakaras? Why does the rav have to prove who they were? In facing, it should be proved. Yeah. You did probably, but not
yesterday. As a matter of fact, I had him there too. I didn't ask him. Should have put it in here. To repeat again. But I asked, you see, there's a Mr. Schuster, if you notice here.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That Mr. Schuster is the one who knows the family.
Yeah.
So he knows that he is her brother-in-law, you know, and knew the Mr. Matter of fact, he had a shear together with him, with the one that deceased. So we did make sure that that is there.
It was a basement at the time.
That was in the morning.
Yesterday.
What about taking schar?
Schar, the Ramon says Yeshon, and that we shouldn't take schar. As a result, he asked me, I say, usually for that you don't take anything. If the person afterwards gives you a gift, there's no reason why you can't accept it.
For example, someone calls the rabbi to make a gift. So whatever it is, 300, whatever it is. The rabbi's entitled to his fee.
A gift that we have, if there isn't. Okay, you may get it in the pocket. Anyway, I tell him is, the last time I got this, that one. And you guide yourself, listen, I don't dictate, you have to give me
that. And he gives nothing?
And I write it to Fafa, and that's all.
But the Ramon makes a strong lesson. He's machal between by Ede Get, by Mitzvah Get, and then by.
Why does the Ramon say Yeshomer not to take money?
It's a mitzvah after all. It's a mitzvah. And I'm missing if I don't get money. I get a chaycha shad Ramon mushet, Ramon mushet, and by kiddushin you don't need a mesada kiddushin.
There was no official matana of the shoe.
I gave him the matana. I gave him the matana. I'll tell you, this Mr. Levy, when it's not the first time, it's about the fourth time I've been there, Mr. and Mrs. Levy. So I tell him, I have to give it to them on matana, and then I get it back. So whatever you do is all right with us. So they gave me that thread. And when I gave it to them, I gave it to them matana, and when he gave it back. Taka de Rabba, did you know?
You didn't do it.
But anyway, he did. It's his.
Now, by the way, it's not my market. It's not my market. This
was your shoe? It was my shoe. It was my right to give it to him.
Who did it
belong to? It belongs to Mr. and Mrs. Levy. They are members of...
So what are they doing with it?
Anyone who wants to use it, they'll gladly give it to you. Anyone. It's really a mitzvah, and no one has such a good shoe.
Really?
There have been accounts they had a shoe, and I would have said,
why is this better shoe? Why is this shoe better?
It's made better. You see, sometimes I have a shoe that doesn't fit, it's torn. This is perfect.
Would the rough say that this is the standard shoe, or this is like a different?
It's a standard. To the best way, according to.
But I mean, would you find, in other words, if other people had shoes, would they look different? Would they be a little bit different?
They would not. If they look different, they're inferior. That's all. You can't exactly duplicate, but this is the way. It's a wonderful example of how to make a shoe.
Did you ever shop?
And by the way, I have instructions. See, I don't have it with me. In the morning, I didn't have it with me.
Next time,
I should remember.
Did you ever shop? If you had to use a regular shoe, you couldn't do it. Impossible.
The shoes are ganze meisim. I have a machlekes in the Gemara, but it's. See, the Torah says an alloy, baby. And the Gemara has a ganze shayla about sandal. A sandal has a din with nal or not. And finally, the Gemara says, if the Yohan Novel will tell us that ein cholzim b'mana shenaloy. It will say ein cholzim b'sandal, ein shenaloy. So the sandal is accepted. But now, apparently, is also what we have is a combination of mana and mitzvah.
I noticed that for sure. Why did he have to lean against the pole?
Because when he lifts his foot, he's going to fall.
I didn't see what it was the shoe again. It's supposed to have suus regular yaminis. So I suppose it has that form.
Well, it could be. The way you put it on, that's why it's so good. It's so formed that you can use it for both.
It says the shulchan aruch should be tzuvos regular yaminis.
You mean, but they could make it, but listen.
It is.
See how it looks like a minute.
But would you use it for small?
We would use it for small, too. Once the small, it would be a little... once it's on the foot, you would see that it's not. It looks like
why doesn't it have to fit?
Yeah. It mustn't be too
close to the floor.
Too close, and it must. As long as that's why. Right, you remember I told them to walk. See that he can walk comfortably with it. That's it. As long as he can walk comfortably, then it's all right. That's
the shoe. It's fine.
Uh-huh.
This is the shoe.
Mm-hmm.
What was the business with Kriyas Makam last night? What was done? What was done? You just set up the chairs and that was good enough? Or?
First of all, I set up the chairs the way you saw this morning.
And the table was done.
And the table, everything, you know.
And from afar, before we got to the table,
mm-hmm.
I said to the other Rabban, Nela v'nikva mokim lachlitzis mocha.
With a Russian.
Yeah. And then when we got to the table and we sat down, I said again, see, I put it down here. I said, Nela v'mokim ploine, whatever. Mm-hmm. The nikva mokam lachlitz le mochem yes Hashem le ploine ben ploine, that I have his name. Me yavamo ploine is bas ploine.
The name is simple. It's not like by guess. I mean,
simple. Yeah, that's all. As a matter of fact, listen. I even had our mishpacha. So Yoyev ben Arozo Yomtev the mishpacha Erlach, and the yavam is dina bas Avron Erlach, and the nifta. Yeshua Falik, then Allah Zayyantar. In the document that I gave him,
mm-hmm.
I mentioned them Shema Nifta.
Another question here is this, how do we really know that somebody's right footed? I'll tell you the truth, I don't think most people know that they're right footed.
I already cleared it yesterday.
Would be left, would the Rebbe make two, or would he make...
If he left, it would give a use of the other way around. Everything is
clear. One day it seems to say that you do both, one, and the other day says you can't make any Chalitza.
If it's left footed, we do the reverse. Everything is instead of the right, we do the left.
What happens if he says he doesn't want to give chalitza as an Israel is some spot in the rhythm?
We do the whole thing, and there's no difference between a chassan of the Yibam and a chassan of Tam. It's the same thing.
Yeah, according to the Mishnah, Yibam is, this is the proper way to do it.
And she gets a ksuba too.
The ksuba from Bala Harishim applies to the ksuba.
So you don't write any ksuba.
Unless that ksuba is torn up or something.
But you do make a ksuba too, Masama.
Because she's not really an Eshesi, she's only Lasi Eshesa Mesa Chutzah, there's a lot. There's no, she's not an Eshesi.
So the Arise says she's probably Mutter to him right away.
There's a Mutter right away. Yeah. Anyway, of course, we have to wait to see if she's pregnant. If so, then she's a, that's why we have to wait 91 days.
You would do 91 days for Chalitza too?
But you would do the Chalitza before 91 days and give her two, you just wouldn't do it at all.
The
way that the Chalitza after 91 days.
If she would have drunk something,
we have a problem. See, the Gemara says, the Rava says, Ochre Gar Yishto.
That might have caused the
saliva, you know, to come. So it's not pure saliva, it has to be pure saliva, not me. So some maintain that gargishte is something which causes saliva. But anything which doesn't cause saliva, a coffee or something, why not?
Coffee not.
But that's our name. Our name has been...
To avoid it altogether.
And that's why we do all the chalitza early in the morning.
What?
For two reasons. First of all, after davening, it should be... publicity, the pumbe, mm-hmm. also yirinta ashara, ashara means the pumbe. And the other reason is because they don't want to keep fasting.
What happens if somebody, I have a lack of saliva, a lot of people, some people it's very hard to spit.
It is hard, sure it's hard. That's why we waited there. And she did it once, and one of the Dayonim didn't see it.
But anyway, but it's good enough, even without them seeing it.
No, but I love the Dayonim have to see.
But obviously she can't
see. She and the husband has to see.
Well, obviously she can't, she doesn't have enough. Some people
are trying to you wait until she gets
it. Takes some time.
It takes a lot of time.
I saw it, that time was unbelievable.
What's so wonderful is it with Makam, and if you wouldn't be covering Makam?
If you wouldn't be, as the Rambam says, but the air even without three small,
why are you not interested in this Makam?
There is another also. Another says that the three Makam, in order to publicize the matter, why do you need publicity by this mixture? It's for two reasons. One reason, that if people don't know that you got chalitza, but they know in the community that your husband died without issue, and they'll say it's permissible, you don't need chalitza. Another reason, the publicity, is to, like this, they know she's not allowed to remarry. Now they'll know that she's available, that she's a pnuya, she's completely...
Really, what is this about with 43? What happened to one? What's the...
That I'll have to show you in the Shulchan Aruch, where I followed.
Oh, so you followed 43?
No, they told the Shulchan Aruch
What about why don't we wash today? Why doesn't the Rav have him wash today in the basement, in the basement? I saw it the Talmud, they did wash today.
In some place they do it, I'll tell you, as it is, we had difficulties.
I saw that.
First of all, if we would demand washing, the Chalitza would not take me.
No, but he's a full man.
No. See, what happened with him was that his little toe was on top of the other, where he was ashamed.
I see.
So as a result, he put a bandage on, and I have to make him take it off.
I know.
He felt very bad.
Right.
But it was in the middle of it. You make him wash his shoe, and I'll go the whole Chalitza.
In front of all the people,
matter of fact, yesterday he stipulated he doesn't want any spectators,
you know.
I want that, I mean, he's back. The whole place was they were so angry. They were ready. They couldn't move. They were all surrounded. If they had been told there's going to be such publicity, they would never consent to it.
Well, I want you to know, I don't blame you. It's very embarrassing. I don't want to have to do it. It's embarrassing.
That's why we minimize. So what? As long as we take a look, it's washed, and the nails were cut, there's no chatzitza, that's it.
But what was this 3 and 2 with the Dayanim? Why did it just 3 Dayanim? What's with the extra 2?
The extra 2, the Machlek, first of all, is a Machlek in the Mishnah.
That's all up in here.
The Machlek is in the Mishnah, whether you need 5 or 3 is the sufficient. We pass the aloha, the 3 is enough. We pass it, no?
What's the difference of a karka? They don't do that.
You remember what I told them. Don't help her.
Right.
That's the dochak ragla. In other words, she has to lift.
But he shouldn't do it. It says, no, in lo docha guragla bakaka, it's possible. You have to be the chika bakaka.
The chika bakaka, but then it says...
So what's the chika bakaka that's...
Chika bakaka means he shouldn't help.
Before the yeshiva is lo bakaka, you know what
I mean? He shouldn't help. That's what the chika bakaka means. She has to pick up the leg, not he. That's the chika bakaka.
So it is a vehicle gragla bakarka.
Yeah, and then she raises it. Then she lifts it.
It says Yamud Eitel Koso, and the Yidchok gragla bakarka of the Tatia. So where was the Yidchok gragla bakarka? What does that mean?
All right, there's the answer. Come on, you're waiting there. rather the kafir kafir kishir amonel vachakach akrosa. Well, that's what he did. You see, he stood, and she had to bend down and untie.
Look
at the foot. So first untie the upper parts, you know, the long
ones. Which one untie first? The little straps or the big straps?
First the big straps.
The big strap and then the little.
And the big straps had akesha and then ananiva.
Can I have the foot from the rope so we can just tie it up? Does the rope have that sock?
Yeah.
I just like to...
Yeah, sure. She wants to... They want to keep it, you know...
So the way the rope had it tied up, first of all,
yeah,
it just went straight back from here.
Straight
into the
bar, you see? One next to the other, not on top of the other, but next. So next they should
the
touch,
other.
It should touch the bone.
And then
not the leather.
And then in the front, the same
yeah.
thing.
Shouldn't it touch this on top of this?
Not on the leather, but on the bone.
And again,
yeah.
one next to
and
the other.
And here, too, there are openings here, and there are openings in the back, both.
Oh. Okay, now,
it's almost like a Roman sandal. Like
yeah,
Roman.
Well, I don't know. Yeah.
So it shouldn't cross at the back. It should go next to each other.
It should go next to each other.
And then after you're
through with those two parts on top, you also go around twice.
Now, how many times did the rope go around? Just once like this?
Once and another.
And this
once.
One came around here?
Yeah.
Again, or that was enough?
Yeah, and be a lot of one. I made twice.
Made twice.
And then, but that's a long one. And then I made akesha. Akesha, it's so kayom. I mean,
okay.
Not kayom in the sense. Fascinate.
Like
because
this.
Then she won't be able to do with one
like
hand.
Like that?
And then an anil.
And then an
anil. Because otherwise she wouldn't be able to do it with one hand to untie it. Uh-huh.
It had to be untied by one hand, the right
by one
hand.
One hand with her right hand, yeah. Did you notice how she did it? One hand.
What happens if you have either a man or a woman passes on that's incapacitated and they can't
oh,
do it? Now what do you do? So what do you do?
She's
stuck? I mean, sometimes what happens to the guy? The brother-in-law could be in a wheelchair.
Is in a wheelchair and a guy, and if his legs are easy from, shyly.
It's not good. It's not good.
A lot of children.
It's not good.
So,
and what happens if he's a shaker? You could have someone who's senile too. She's stuck then.
A shaker.
So if he's senile, she's stuck.
If she marries somebody without chalitza, does she have to leave that husband?
Because it says usually Chayvelav is Kedushin Chal. But here there's only a love to say she's an Esa Chutza. But nevertheless, in other words, the child would not be a mantra. Because it's only Chayvelav. But whether the Kedushin Chal is because it says Lucia, she's an Esa Havai. That's the one sheet to Esa Havai.
So
the Kedushin Chal
is not Chal.
According to that opinion. Is a machlek.
No,
but she also to him that she, let's say she marries this guy Shalok Adin, and now she goes to the chalitza, because she now get married to the guy that she didn't know.
So, we make him divorce, and then make the get.
And make the first husband divorce?
If
she said the condition was machal.
Not a machlek.
Oh, so you make a first get to the first one, and then you make chalitza from the brother-in-law.
And make her first again, she divorces
from the husband she
from
shouldn't marry.
And then they go through with the Khalid. She lost her husband. She remarried. And the brother told her, I'll gladly give her Khalid. She didn't care. And she was
she
married. Did
the importance of the help?
I don't know the bargain, but she didn't care, she didn't want to go through the chalitza. After she's married already many years, and then all of a sudden she became conscience bitten, aggressive, remorseful, and she told her brother-in-law she's willing to go through with the chalitza. But when she was told she had to get her first divorce her husband, and then remarried her, but I couldn't be remarried, so she was amazing.
Oh,
for many years.
It was really amazing.
It was amazing.
What are you doing there?
So that, well, so she said she, no, in that case she doesn't know. I'm trying to shy it. So I said it to one day, and someone told me that Ramoshi said it before she in one of the children.
But what?
That, listen, if she is so adamant, meanwhile, she's every minute that she lives.
What is the difference? As long as she's ready, it should be an issue. There's no yibam.
There's no yibam today,
no, but even so, but...
You okay?
But the point is, when you do chalitza because she's already married, it's like missing the boat. It's like the boat's already left. I mean, the point is, you can't do anything anyway. It's because if you want to do yibam, you can't do it because she's already married.
Well, not necessarily. I'll tell you, it's not like an issue sees a suit in the boy. So the bottle is not in that category. It's not an issue sees. So in other words, he would be allowed to be miyamna. But of course she would have to be divorced from her husband. Agav, that's also one of the reasons why they tell him to divorce her. Because he has the choice. She's married. There's no choice. He can't be miyamna unless I was told like the mandoma lasiya means lasiya ain't the avaya.
So what does the Rav say that thing was
She has to unbutton. Now if he's not going to have his leg pressed to the ground, it will move and she won't be able. She has to do only with
the one. Why is a puzzle? What's the psul? On the basis of a puzzle? It must be something that it's accomplishing.
Yeah,
it
doesn't
say bottle.
You're
saying that
miyaki. That's miyaki. Those are the reasons.
So what is it? He's supposed to press down?
The thing about Kimono Shekha, Kimono Shekha. It's miyaki. What does it say again?
There's only one shooter there.
Yeah. Right, that's it. So Yeshon and Panachin is another shooter. Seven, we don't know. Thank you for the Shem River. I'm going to have a mitzvah kaffee. She sort of looks like an asthma.
We can make the police on the
chair. Tell me how they know it, of course. I can't tell you what I'm missing. I'll see you there. The post house should be up. I'll go someplace in the middle of the night. That's it.
What is that? What is the thing? What does it mean?
It maintains that she has to untie, and that is impossible unless there's a crack in the cracker. So therefore, it's
closed. Is this not a cracker?
No,
how do you make
the cracker? You mean on the floor?
Can you make it on an airplane?
Yes, it's on the floor where it is.
No, just the floor. What was the reason the Rav wanted the coat removed?
He wanted the pole.
A little bit more comfortable for him.
That's all.
Yeah.
Does anybody have any other questions?
The fit doesn't have to touch the yard
line.
It just has to
be the shaft. Right. I don't know. I didn't tell you that story. It goes back to the Vietnam War. So a young man just married, loved his young bride, and he was killed. No children. And he left a brother, a student, you know, and then college. And not from it, but a rabbi. He said, might as well get it, a 1,000 years, and remarry. And that's all right. He spoke to the student, all right. But she wanted to know what's going to happen. So she came to his office and he read the portion of the in English. You know, he translated. It came to the Yorker before now. He never misinterpreted the Rabban Turner. Maybe that translation said she should spit in his face. She got so angry. I'm always such a nice fellow. Why should I spit in his face? And she just in a huff took out whatever she had, left immediately. She doesn't want to hear nothing.
No, they said nothing about it.
Because I'm told that one of these English translations, what is the famous translation?
Jewish Publication Society.
No.
King James.
The King James Version, I was told, has that she spit in his face. One of the translations, anyway, he used that translation, unfortunately. Now, Rabbi should know that the phone means in his presence.
Well, of course, not the presence.
He has to see, and the Bayonim has to see him. So that's it. That answers the question.
Well,
would it be Yeltsin say at this fine face? Would it be Yeltsin?
It would have to be on the floor. You don't have to see it reach the floor. You have to see it goes out of her mouth. And before now, he has to see it.
That's a good question.
Yes,
sir. Yeah, you're welcome. See, there are some things that are miraculous and some are not miraculous. Anything which is, has to do with him, with a mindset, no, but what is that? Kriya is not miraculous. The Chalitza Sar Shamano is miraculous. Kriya, that's a Kochios, the reading, you know, the reading. Mm-hmm. It has to be Belshana Kodesh. Doctor, that's why it's not good in English.
It has to be three in one shot. Where do we learn out that from? It has to be shed to say three in one breath.
Oh, the reason why the three words is bushes. She has to say loy ovo yab me. Because if she says separately loy ovo yab me.
Oh.
That's why you must say it together.
That's Ma'akif?
Those distract them.
Say that she should say it together, at least if she can't say all the three, but the Lo Yavod and Lo Chafatzte, these two words must be together. Because otherwise you hear it, Lo Chafatzte.
This has to be made from two pieces of leather.
Two pieces of leather, that's it.
And then the buckle.
And it's then you are attacked. But the man of the now, what do you say?
More than two is
I mean, that's the tradition. Ganz a sugis in the Gemara. But that's how it's done, yeah. It's a combination of Nal and Sandra. Mm.
This is Egel. This is a very soft type of leather, this thing.
Very good that way, because if it were from another, it would be hard, it would be uncomfortable. That's why I say that shoe is a worst idea.
Now who has to run it up to the height?
No more
questions, go back to Gittin. Let's go.
You mentioned that by Moshe there were two
Rabbi Powell said there was a Shomeris Yevam.
She
got married in Inter. She never had two.
She never had a Khalifa from
the two people.
And she lost her second husband.
She wants to get married now, but him. She should do
something. Who
should marry her?
The rabbi said that she wanted to marry.
You're allowed to
and
marry.
And she married two husbands, both without children, and she needed two chalits.
So he gave it two different chalits.
One after the other. Yeah. Who was it who were witnesses?
Rabbi Pollock.
The whole
how
No, we asked a question about the palm reader, remember?
Yeah.
I said you got to send the third husband there before he gets the house in it.
See the future. Really.
And you know what happened? Yeah. What happened to him? You know what
happened?
Sent the
belcher his foot.
Something happened. Well,
two times is enough problem. Two times. The third one shouldn't marry her.
I said Katlana.
Yeah, Katlana's right. So do I.
Isn't there any
sort of a politics?
But there's no problem in making such a condition. No, I already married a couple, and I told him she had been married twice, lost her husband. But children were left in both.
Who? This lady?
No, another case. So, and he was an altar broker, you know, lived with his mother, but his mother died, and he was very alone, lonely. So, he met that woman, very friendly with her, and he was willing to marry her. I loved each other. So I told him. How did they marry? I knew from Katlana, the mice is, if the first husband, if there's a certain reason why, let's say there was an accident, he fell down.
Rabbi Zuber Platzel from Roselle has a shuva on that. A woman was two husbands and an accident had nothing to do with her. She was on the stage. Rabbi Zuber.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you, it's not love, doctor. Because there's two reasons why a Katlana is not allowed to marry a third time. One is mazel gerim, and if it's mazel gerim, it doesn't matter whether it's an accident or another reason. Then the other one is mayim gerim. Mayim gerim has nothing to do with, or she married an old man.
What mayim gerim is?
Mayim gerim, I mean her blood cells, etc. Having relations with her causes that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And that means
communicable diseases, that's right.
Something like it. So, in general, I'll tell you, the whole idea of Yibum is very, very strange. It dates back, way back before Matthew
Tyler.
Yeah. And then it also presents other problems, too. We know, for example, that Yibum only extends to a brother. That's all. Mm-hmm. Oh, I took a Chumash taka for that.
Yeah, but there was an Indian book besides the brother, too. With Rus.
The brothers and Rus.
Yeah.
She was, first of all, they were not Jewish. So the whole idea of Yibum doesn't apply. And secondly, after she became Jewish, and so he said there is one who is closer, Toph is closer, so he has preference. If he doesn't want, then I'll marry you. We don't have it in the Torah, and that was already after Matan Torah, in the Meshvet HaShoftim, in the period of the Shoftim. So the Ramban elaborates on that, on Yud and Toma, and he says that before Matan Torah, they had such a law. And the law was not necessarily the brother, but any relative, and even the father. That's what Yehuda was. Yehuda was the father. It seems that this is, I can't explain it. It's today they claim, certain scientists, even today you have tribes in Africa. Wild tribes who have that law still persist that law that a woman who loses her husband without children should not marry anyone else but a member of the family. So, even to this very day, I forgot how they call it in English. They have a leveret marriage. That's how they call it.
Even the head of the Hammurabi has it in his code also.
And Hammurabi has it. So what
no shame and Yochas and Kama running around with this over there?
No, but see they had
the rules. It goes back.
It goes way back. So it had they had laws. They had certain laws. We know, for example, the Shem Mitzvah and Noyah. One of the Shem Mitzvahs, Harayas, and of course, on Anisha Sish, is Misa, man. Everything is Misa, even Yezah for a Goy. It's not a couple, even like a, on everything. any of the Sheva Mitzvot. They had laws governing the relationship of husband and wife, families, and this was one of the laws. One of the laws which they were governed by is the din of Yibum, not to allow a woman to marry outside of the family, so that the deceased should not be totally forgotten.
Who gets the mitzvah here? Who is performing the mitzvah?
Well, Yovan, no question. The Yovan, even though he is,
he does the mitzvah with Chalitza, though.
Yeah, he's going to be, as I was afraid he might be getting angry. Because Pusha Pshad, he's getting, you know, Kofa Yosef Eshah Shalai Yudha.
Yeah, I also.
You mean him. This is he deserves such shame,
right.
Public shame. No, the Rebbe says the way Balaam and Kubovim already it's mentioned, they claim that the Shaila for them, she doesn't want, she didn't expect to remarry. 6 years she has been a widow. Now she met a man, she wants to be married. So it's another Shaila. She wanted to be married today, right after the...
Yeah? This is the mitzvah she wants to get married?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought it was Tamazah.
Yeah.
She wants to get married today.
She wants to get married today. She approached Rabbi...
Pollock?
No, Rabbi
Gelly.
Gelly.
She's from Washington Heights.
She's here, and it belongs to Eshul. Mm-hmm. Then she's German now. So she approached him, and he had another Shaila. He told me that there were Chagas in her. In El Hasnida there's a din that you are one of the
Holy
Nase, Chimut. So you have to wait Shivanakir. So the Pharisees are Nisfeso. The Pisgachuva has a Shaila whether the Shivanakir before the Chalitza count.
Oh.
But the truth is she really going to hold the Shivanakir? She might not be that firm.
Why, there was she
didn't tell her to.
She didn't tell her to. He didn't tell me. Apparently, he did delay. But whether he delayed for it can delay a full week, then you have to wait till after Pesach.
Sure.
So
but she was obviously of the caliber that she was going to go to Mitzvah before the
Pesach. Yeah. I just wonder, she was married 37 years, so she's probably past the menopause. And since there's a machlekes and they anticipated chimut is a pshat, something new, is a chimut. But this apparently she already knows a man for some time.
Oh, the chimut is for the chasna.
No, chimut is for the anticipation. If you were more than 4 days before, then I'm not but the Shaila is, let's say, if it becomes eventual beer, then the closer you come, the greater the fear. So she would have to go again. And on the other, Rashbe maintains at the time they specify, the time when they're going to get married, that's when the chimut comes. So even though it's months before, doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. It's when they change, they drop the date, and they change the date, then there's a new chimut. Then they ask about it. Anyway, he mentioned it to the Chagif, only to me. What I wanted to say is this Inyan of Yibam is very old, and apparently it has, B'chlal, we don't understand, Erev Yonah. What's the pshat? Oinen saw that Kiloy lo yiazora. That's why. Well, you remember what said it is? So he was Mechi, it was a Lachut. Doshme Bifnim is there in the Lachut. So, from on the thing. The question comes up so often, who is entitled to name the child when a child is born? Father or mother?
From the Torah you always see the father doing it.
You see, but about Daza Ken Balatesi says like this. When Yehuda had the first child, Er, and then Onan, and then Shelo. So by Er it says, Vayikra, Shemoy Er. Vayikra Shemoy Er. Vata Er, Vatikra Shemoy Onan. And then Vatikra Shemoy Shelo. So the Dazi came and then Foshik Shad, they all wondered, what's the right of Zibel Liditor Isoi? What did that come in? What's enough coming into where he was? By right, that was the custom. He names the first child, she names the second. He the third, she the fourth, and so on. So that's why the first child is Vayikro Shemoyer. Mm-hmm. He gave the name. The second child, Vatikra, as Shemoy Oina, she gave the name. So the third one should be his. But it says Vatikra, she called him Shayla. Mm-hmm. It doesn't even arrive. The Holy of the believed that he was out of town. And that's why she, that's the Daza came on his part. So that's a little choche. And then a chag is another thing, which is very, very. And Abelis says there's a Ramon. The Amor always fights for Minhogin, outlandish Minhogin. A minute which the Machaber condemns, you know what I'm saying, Kaporishwa. The Machaber is so much against it, but he goes, Darke Ramoni, what else do you need? And the Amor defends it. The Amor defends a lot of Atashwas. There's one minute that Amor is very much opposed to, a minute stoops. And that is in Avelis, he says, there's a minute they don't mourn after the loss of Abchor. Where is that? A minute stoops in, he's very angry at that, this kind of a minute. So someone pointed to the Yenshim in his ear.
What shall I do?
He says, the first name he named him Er. The second he named Onan. Why Onan? Because he will be the first one to be Masoni for him in case he dies. But the first one doesn't have to die, to be an owner. Mm-hmm. So the Dazi, the Yonisaman is here, there you have a thought for it.
What is the Minot?
The
Bechor is...
The Bechor dies,
the
family doesn't mourn. So the Ramon says, I'm in a stoos, and they didn't know where they took it from, the Mocha. So someone showed the Yonisaman is here. Anyway, so get here for this.
We have to get going there.
Yeah, okay. Anyway, all right, it's an Indian which merits a lot of discussion. I mean, this Hebrew, because it goes way back, very old, very old. No, they didn't accept Sheremetyev and Noya as it was practiced then. They have a din, for example, a very din.
Yeah.
A din in the enter.
Whatever the law of the country.
The law of the country. That's right.
But the question was if that could supersede the another halacha that might have existed. If this is an Indian of Arayus, then can din supersede Arayus?
Well, apparently it's not Arayus because. There's also a rule, how is it possible that a Yisrael, for Jews should be a Yisrael, for Jews should be Mutter for the times of the year. That's Chulam, you know.
So you'll be Mutter for you.
The Yisrael is only if there's a brother, but there's no brother. There's no din of Yibo, according to the
ocean. It would be all of everybody.
Say everybody. Not allowed to marry outside of a family. Should be the next one in line, even the father of the deceased. I don't know. Agaf, I want you to know another thing. Why we did away with Hebrew? Why did we do away with Hebrew?
You have to do it when you have to do it the not same
That's Abishol's, but we don't pass it like Abishol. I mean, we respect his opinion. Abishol says if it's not the same mitzvah, then it's a boil on a rice.
The Rav explained that because we don't know 100% for sure.
Maybe on a child, that's one reason, on a chanama, we don't know. But in general, the D, I can't understand how the show. How can you do a mitzvah which has to do with some time? Akisho, how can that do? Has to do with time. So in other words, she will have a noya. I think Abishol insists that it has to be purely and exclusively l'shem mitzvah, not l'shem anoya. How is it possible? I don't understand b'chlal how it's possible. Anyway, out of respect for Abishol, and another thing, I mean, now that we read so often the papers, if you know what happens when a young brother, his older brother get married, and he takes a liking to his sister.
Yeah.
And sometimes there may be a love affair developed, and the only one in the way is the older brother. So you think of how to eliminate it.
Mm-hmm.
But you can't marry him. That's it. No evil.
Because of that, because you're fighting them.
I say there is such a possibility.
Yeah, that would have been present 2,000 years ago.
The same thing? No, but anyway, the Chazal later on, in the course of years, in the Gemara we don't have it. Only Abishol is the one who maintains. But without Abishol, the law is Yibum first.
Who covers?
I'm sure the law. Okay, we'll be